Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the fifth parak of Maseches Bava Kamma. So we are holding parak Hey, Mishnah Aleph. So it says Mishnah, Shoshnah Chaspara, Vishar gores a para. And the para we know was pregnant before the Shar gored it. Vinimtsu ubra b'tzita. Now we find the dead fetus next to the para. Vinyadu machalanacha yalda, imishanacha yalda. Here's the problem. We don't know if that baby was born before the Shar gored the para, and therefore the Shar owner of the Shar only owes you money for the para. Or if it, that baby was born after the shar gored the par, in which case the owner of the shar owes you for the baby as well. So meshalim chatzin nezek lepara revia nezek levad. So you only pay chatzin nezek for the para, which you know for sure they have to pay chatzin nezek for, and you pay a quarter nezek for the vlad because it's mamun amutul b'safek and mamun amutul b'safek cholkin. So the chance is that you might have to pay chatzin nezek, you might have to pay zero. So we split the difference. V'chein parish nachas hashar. Same as if it's a pregnant cow that gored a shar. And then the cow had a newborn baby. Now you don't know whether the baby was born before the cow did the quarrying, in which case you only have to pay chatzin nezek migufo of the mother, or mishenag chayalda, or if the baby was born after the cow did the quarrying, in which case you have to pay chatzin nezek migufo of the mother and the baby. So mishalim chatzin nezek min hapara, revia nezek min avlad. So when the owner of the para pays, he pays chatzin nezek from the value of the para and revia nezek from the value of the vlad of the para, because once again it's a safek and mamun mutl b'safek cholkin. Mishnah Beis. Hakadosh shechnas kederos of the chatzar b'alavai shelo b'rishus. If you have a potter that brings his pots into a chatzar without any permission to bring them in, v'shabrason behemto shel b'alavayis, and the b'alavayis, his animal, sees these pots in its chatzar and tramples all over and breaks them. So potter, he's potter. Why did you bring your pots into my property without permission? V'mhuska behen, if my animal in my own property trips over your pots that you brought in without permission and now gets damaged, the guy who owned those pots is chayiv. But if the guy asked for permission to bring the pots in, then it's going to be the reverse, that the bal chatzar is going to have to pay for any damage that was done to the pots, and the bal hapots is not going to have to pay for the damage done to an animal. Similarly, if you bring peros into someone's property without rishus, and the animal in the balabais' property eats the peros, so pater. So the guy is not going to, the owner of the animal is not going to be chayiv to pay for it, because what did you bring your stuff into my property without rishus? Vim huska behen, if my animal somehow trips or slips on your peros and gets hurt, bala peros chayiv, then the guy who owns the peros is going to be chayiv. Vim hichnis berishus, bala chatzar chayiv. But if you brought your stuff in berishus, then the bala chatzar is going to have to pay for the produce that his animal ate, because by saying that you could bring it in, it means, and I'll make sure that my animals won't eat it, and nothing's going to happen to your peros. So let's review what we learned today. In Parakei, Mishnah Aleph, we had said that if a shar gores a para that was previously pregnant, and now we find ubra betzida, so it's so you pay chatzin nezek for the para, but it's, since we have a suffix where you pay chatzin nezek for the vlad, you only pay revia nezek for the vlad, and same is true in the reverse. If a pregnant para gores a shar, and we find ubra betzida of the para, so you definitely pay chatzin nezek from the mami, but you only pay revia nezek from the vlad because it's a suffix. And then we had said in Mishnah Beis that if someone brings their either pots or their peros into another person's rishos without permission, and the balabas's animal destroys either the pots or the peros, the balabas is potter. But if and if the balabas's animal gets harmed by the pots or the peros, then the bal hapats va peros is going to be chayiv. But if the guy brought the pots or the peros in with rishos, then the halacha is not that way. Then the owner of the property is saying that I'm going to make sure nothing is going to happen to these pots and the peros. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue in the fifth parak with Parakei Mishnah Gimel.